Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as Kelsey Snell alluded to, much of what's happening in Washington is with an eye on Georgia. The state is just 1 week away from those crucial Senate runoffs, two highly contested races that will decide which party controls the Senate. Over 2 million people in Georgia have already voted. Hundreds of millions of fundraising dollars are flowing into the Peach State. And President Trump and President-elect Biden are using their influence to tip the balance of those races. Joining us now to break all of this down is Emil Moffitt with member station WABE in Atlanta. Emil, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Danya. Good to be here.
Yeah, so it's been over a month since the traditional Republican stronghold flipped in the presidential election. Let's start with the early voting turnout. What areas are leading in turnout so far, and what can we learn from that?
As you mentioned, more than 2 million. It's now at 2.3 million votes have already been cast, either early votes or vote by mail. We have seen strong turnout in rural areas, but we're also seeing big increases in heavily Democratic counties in and around Atlanta and Fulton and DeKalb County. More than 500,000 votes have been cast in those two Democratic strongholds that went very heavily for Joe Biden back in November.
John Ossoffen and Raphael Warnock, the Democratic challengers, have each raised over $100 million. Ossoff's fundraising actually broke records for the highest amount ever raised for a Senate candidate. How have they been able to secure such vast funds, and how are they spending it?
There's been a lot of momentum from Joe Biden's victory in the state in November. Democrats now believing that they do have a voice and they do have a chance to change the power balance in Washington. And so that has really boosted the fundraising efforts of John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, not only from in Georgia, but around the country as well. Ossoff says he's relied a lot on smaller donations. He says about 97% of his donors have given $200 or less. And they're spending it a lot on television advertising. They're spending on text and mailers. And if you're in Georgia, you are no doubt, if you're a voter in Georgia, you're no doubt hearing about this election pretty much nonstop.
Oh, I can imagine. Give us a sense of how much the Republican incumbents, Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, how much have they raised?
By comparison, they have not raised as much as their Democratic counterparts. The latest figures that we're seeing show about $68 million for David Perdue since mid-October and about $64 million for Loeffler, so combined about $40 million less than their Democratic rivals.
But that's not all the money that actually is going into this race. Outside groups won't have to disclose the majority of their spending until well after the race. Why is that?
Well, the filing deadlines for a lot of these outside groups are not until later in the cycle. So it'll be after the election, maybe early February, before we know exactly what has been outspent. We mentioned that the Democrat candidates had outraised the Republican candidates themselves. But when we look at the outside money that's been spent from outside groups, conservative outside groups have spent more than $130 million more than progressive groups. So we're seeing that kind of counterbalance from the candidates to the outside groups.
A lot of the Democrats' success in this presidential election that just passed was owed on the ground for on the ground and get out the vote groups where Black leaders like Stacey Abrams, among others, mobilized voters. Are we seeing similar pushes this time around? And what lessons are there possibly to learn for Democrats?
We are. We're seeing, Fair Fight, the New Georgia Project, some of these prominent groups that were involved in the November election trying to get that turnout and did turn out voters in large numbers for Democrats. We're seeing the same type of efforts, even stepped up efforts to try to reach people either through door knocking, through the mail, through text and phone calls. So we are seeing a lot of a continuation of what we saw in November, not only from progressive groups and Democrats, but also on the Republican side as well, as trying to get the vote out and get as many people to the polls as possible. And we're starting to see that. We don't normally see this type of continued enthusiasm and turnout for a runoff election, but we are definitely seeing that in Georgia here in this race.
Yeah, I have less than 30 seconds with you, but Trump and Biden, they're wielding their influence in these runoffs.
They are. Both have visited since the presidential election. Donald Trump is scheduled to be back in Georgia Monday, the day before the election. But he's kind of complicated things for his two candidates, not only with his continued vociferation of what happened in November, but also with some of his last-minute protests over the spending and stimulus plans.
WABE's Emil Moffitt, as always, thank you so much.